Whether you are new to the living healthy lifestyle or a healthy living veteran, this is the place for the honest answers to your questions. Naturally Savvy with registered holistic nutritionist Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis on RadioMD.com.
I see so many commercials now for different types of toothpaste and mouthwashes and rinses. And Andrea, I'm suspicious. I'm betting they're full of a lot of toxic stuff that I really don't want in my mouth or my family or friends' mouths for that matter.
Oh, absolutely. You know, funny enough, I've just found a natural deodorant that I got from my local farmer's market. This woman who makes it in her home.
Oh,
so
cool.
Yes, you are right, Lisa. There are so many chemicals. So, you know, and it's hard to avoid. And that's why we need experts like Dr. Ginger, who we're going to speak to today, to help us out.
Hey, ladies.
Yes,
how are
time
you?
For healthy steps. Hey, Dr. Ginger. Great to have you back. Let's talk about some of these natural solutions for dental health, because all of those commercials, they make everyone's teeth look so beautiful. But like I said, I'm not trusting what's in those.
Yeah, there's a lot of shady characters out there. But, you know, again, you're really probably your best looking at a health food store to get your dental care products. And when it comes to toothpaste, and I know this is going to be a shocker for a lot of people, but what I use is fluoride-free. And I know fluoride's a big controversy out there, but it's really one of the biggest health frauds kind of ever perpetuated on us. It's really a toxic industrial waste contaminated with lead and arsenic that has somehow made its way not only into our water, but also into our toothpaste.
You're so right, Dr. Ginger, because I know for a friend of mine, like, we've been using fluoride-free toothpaste for a long time, and, you know, we hear it all the time from the dentist or from friends saying, well, how are your kids getting their fluoride, their teeth? You know, it's so important for their teeth. So what are other ways that, you know, we can, well, what are some ways we can appease the people who are saying this to us, or kind of come back to them and say, well, this is why it's not good for us, but here's how we can still get our fluoride?
Well, but fluoride is not like a required nutrient. I mean, you know, it's found in lots of things, but it's not like we're deficient in it. Overuse of fluoride the way that we use it in our toothpaste and our water, with studies is showing there's lower IQ in children. It harms the pineal gland. It alters melatonin production, so that affects your sleep. It also alters thyroid function, which we know a lot of people, in particular women, have hypothyroidism. Skeletal fluorosis. Have you ever seen pictures of someone's teeth when they've had too much fluoride?
No, what
does it look
brown?
Like?
Oh, just Google that, teeth fluorosis, and it's brown and white spots. It looks like it's like molten. It looks like they're melting. Their teeth are melting off.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, there's lots of issues with too much fluoride. And, you know, I've been going fluoride free for well over 15 years, and I haven't lost a single tooth. And people actually ask me, what do you do to your teeth? You know, and one of the things that I do is I use fluoride free toothpaste, but also a sodium lauryl or Lauryl sulfate free toothpaste as well. So you can look for that in your health food store. And when it comes to mouthwashes, I use alcohol-free. There's been some connections, and there's been a lot of controversy with this, as was with fluoride years ago. So I'm sure, you know, eventually this will come full circle. But with alcohol in mouthwashes and its relation to oral cancers.
So, Dr. Jin, do you think we really need to be using mouthwash? Is that a necessary product that we need to be using in our daily routine?
It's probably not necessary, but if you feel like you have to use it, there are awesome ones that you can find at your health food store that are made with oregano and peppermint and lavender and cinnamon and all of these wonderful things that, you know, can be antibacterial but also give you that fresh taste in your mouth that you might be missing from your, you know, traditional mouthwashes.
You know, I was mentioning earlier that I just bought a new deodorant, but I also bought a toothpaste from this same woman that I got at my farmer's market, and she uses a lot of essential oils like cloves, like you said, cinnamon. So it's really, and it works terrific. I mean, it freshens my breath, and I do love it, and I love the fact that there are no chemicals being used in it. So
absolutely.
You know,
and one of the other things that I do before I put toothpaste on my toothbrush is I put a drop of oil of oregano or oregano oil on my toothpaste, because that's antibacterial. It promotes a healthy immune system. It's great for tooth decay, for infection. It's just a great oral oil. But don't use too much, because it's potent.
Well, you know, it's funny. I've been using oregano oil for so many years, and we work with a company. It's North American Urban Spice, and I'm a big oregano fan. And I recently was at their offices, and they gave me a tour. And it really is such an incredible tool. It's one of those things I always tell people to have in your medicine cabinet, because oil of oregano can also be applied to your kid's feet, or you could take it internally when you're feeling sick. So it's one of those useful things to have at home for many different reasons.
Yes, nature's medicine. We can't forget that. One of the other things that's really important that we hear, you know, make sure to floss your teeth. But it's so important. And the reigning Mrs. Alaska, Rachel Saldana, works with rural villages in Alaska, and she teaches dental health to these children. And I like how she has put this. She says, what happens to food in your trash can when you don't take the trash out? Well, it starts to rot. Well, that's exactly what happens when you don't floss your teeth, because every time you eat, whether you think it or not, there are little pieces of food going up in between your teeth, and they are rotting, those pieces of food. And so you have to floss every day to get that out, and that's a part of the package of natural dental health, and to have nice teeth and gums.
Now, speaking of nice teeth, Dr. Ginger, what about teeth whiteners? What do you think of those? And is there a more natural solution? Because I eat a lot of blueberries and dark chocolate, and my smile is not what it used to be.
Well, you know, some of those ones that you find in the dentist's office are really, really strong and really potent and can damage the enamel. Probably the ones that you find in your, regular grocery store or drugstore are less potent and utilize peroxide, but they all still have chemicals in them. And so, you know, if you want to be, it kind of depends on if you want to be worst, better, best. If you want to be the worst is probably the professional ones, because they're the strongest. Better would be the other ones that you would find at your local drugstore. And best is, you know, even oregano oil can help whiten your teeth. And just make sure, you know, after you eat blueberries, you brush really well. And if you don't consume a lot of coffees and teas and sodas, then you're not going to have the issues that you would have, you know, if you eat the standard American diet. Standard American diet is going to give you yellow teeth. The, you know, healthier diet will certainly lean you in the other direction. So it's, you know, the white strips, yeah, that's not, you know, the ultimate healthy choice. So you can do without them, but there's kind of a gradation of working your way with them. Unhealthy versus healthier.
And I know there are certain foods, like, if you know, we talked about a minute ago, blueberry. But, you know, I heard that blueberries, but I heard like strawberries can help whiten your teeth.
Really?
You know, I haven't heard that before, but, you know, I they can't darken your teeth, that's for sure, like blueberries can.
That would be a good article to write on what types of food can help whiten your teeth.
Okay,
yeah,
I'll add that to my list.
Can I also talk about
nutrition when it comes to oral health, because bleeding gums,
sure, absolutely,
and poor oral health and cardiovascular disease are tied in together, because that bacteria that can accumulate in your mouth from not flossing can work its way through bleeding gums into the bloodstream and kind of make its way full circle and increase. You may have heard of a protein called C-reactive protein, which is a marker for inflammation in the blood vessels.
Inflammation, yeah.
Yeah, and so, you know, bleeding gums and poor overall health can lead to cardiovascular disease. So your dentist can look at your teeth and tell if you have other issues going on within your body.
You're just another reason that we need to be eating healthy and eating foods that are, you know, that reduce inflammation and choosing organic foods. So everything you're saying just makes perfect sense, Dr. Ginger, because it really is the way we need to be eating. I mean, hands down, we need to eat a healthy diet, because there are so many side effects.
Absolutely. What you put in your mouth affects everything, every organ, every system, everything. And that has to be first and foremost. Eat clean food, eat real food.
Yeah, absolutely. And as always, Dr. Ginger, you are a wealth of information. And we're out of time for today, but we will have you back on next week. Thank you for being with us today.
I missed you guys last week.
Yes, we missed you too. Until next time, stay connected at Radio MD and NaturallySavvy.com, where we keep you informed and up to date on all things natural and organic. Stay well.